This is Michael Ray Newman. I am here with the one and only, no, the famous. I'm going to change that. You're going to be the famous from now on. The famous. Edwin's the one and only.
Oh.
You are the famous. Lee Barnes here in Dallas, Texas at the Sheridan on the Inside Edge podcast. Lee, thank you for having me today. We just finished day one. Give us a recap. I can't believe you're still going.
I know.
The Ever-Ready,
I'm ready.
Ever-Ready Bunny is for sure her. She is.
I don't know. You need to meet my 80-year-old dad.
Yeah, right.
He drives that tractor the minute I get home in Tennessee. And boy, I get there and he's just like, I got to go cut the grass.
He's always working.
He's always working.
Yeah, for people who are just listening and not watching, her voice says it all for how much she's been going
today. That's right.
I mean, this is two days.
Kevin Lee, the Monster Millennial, is with us as usual.
Yay,
Kevin said, yeah, he's got some really good plans here. We use this podcast initially. I was using it for marketing material, for brand alignment. So we want what you see on social media, what you see on Facebook, what you see on Instagram, what you see on LinkedIn, what you see on our website. We want it all to match, right? Same thing with the podcast. So what the podcast has turned into is turned into being very impactful. We've gotten a lot of really good feedback on it, and people really listen because it makes a difference. And that's what you're about. I mean, your servant leadership, when you said that to me, it's why we kind of aligned. You pulled that from me 3 years ago now.
Really,
it's been a while. Yeah,
lots,
that's right.
Legacies.
Talk about designing a life and leaving a legacy. It's true. So tell me about today. What's going on? See, what's it all about?
Goodness. Where do we start?
We're partnering
so
up.
You're not partnering up.
We're partnering up with a couple of events.
Boom out there.
Fine.
We're
going to
do it.
So that's official. You guys announced
that.
It's official.
Right here on the podcast. We're partnering up for a couple of events. It's going to be fun.
And you know, the neat thing, the minute you meet somebody, you feel the charisma.
Mm-hmm.
The minute we met, I told my daughter.
I remember exactly where it was down there.
And I said, I'm going to do business with that man. I don't know what, don't know when, don't know where, but I'm going to make sure we're going to do business together. She laughed. I go, you know I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
It took me a couple of years, but we did it. And this will be our first venture. But I've always asked, you know a great sign of a leader when they don't ask for money.
Mm-hmm.
They do it from the heart. And for somebody like you to fly in from Indy, huge trip there, got off a plane, literally, thank God I was close to the airport.
That was awesome.
Where we were at. And I said, well, it's a good thing. He said, I'll fly in. I'll meet the DJ team. We're going to do something with Kevin. And I said, oh, you're going to come right in from the airport. And this is a man that's got kids.
Right.
You know, what? How many employees? 2,000 employees, you told me one time.
One of my companies is a labor company. We have 2,500 employees. Yeah.
So do you just not want to sleep ever?
Oh,
is that the goal?
I got really good people. And this is one of the things.
Our
procedures, the process we have in place, because what you know this better than anybody. You don't build a business. You build people, and the people build a business. Edwin asked me probably about a year ago, so what makes you a good leader? I was like, man, that's a really good question. I have no idea. I said, I'll tell you what I do. I do set people up to be successful. I give them the best. I mean, I give them the best tools, the nicest track to run on, give them the best shoes to run with, and then set them up for success.
Success.
And that's exactly the reason we are partnering up, because of these, my little 7-step edge, right? And you already had something kind of similar, but your systems you have in place, I call it procedures, and our procedures manual and our trust process, it's integrity based, and they're other ones out there. I'm not saying don't go get them.
Yeah, but I'm in love with the trust.
I know.
The trust is my friend. That is my favorite.
And that's what we say. When we say this, find something that you can align with, that you believe in and matches your integrity, and that's what trust does for us.
Business owners are like that. You know, most business owners, we end up, you fall in love with people that work with you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I've always asked Michael, hey, come on out and do this event, being in business for over, my first company was around 14 years old. And I've now built, this will be my 8th company, had 2 really bad crashes.
Yeah,
in
we've
there.
All been there.
You know, a little bit of breast cancer in there, so I always say I'm a fighter.
You're survivor's fighter.
But the one thing I look back on is I would never take for granted the hard times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. They made the character.
That's right.
You know, it's like those beautiful wood pieces you see at an art deco place, and they bang the heck out of that thing and slice that thing apart, and they charge it that $8,000 for a table. What's the beauty of the character of the wood?
Right.
And I used to not respect that. Now, give me the oldest man in the room that looks like he is just there and he's checking us out. I want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wish I had had that when I was a younger entrepreneur.
Instead
we had to be
now.
Hard-headed.
Oh, yeah.
We had to learn it the wrong way.
That table you're talking about, that's what my body looks like. The scars. I've got
Why
the scars.
Some scars on that table.
I got the scars to prove it, brother.
and you know what, though? You really think back. I remember you said something incredible in our meeting today. And he said, I'm going to be successful. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And there was a video. I have it. I'm going to find it.
Right.
I had just graduated. I was 17 years old, little small school in Memphis, Tennessee.
I want to see that video.
And I'm walking in with this cute little peach dress. I got curly blonde hair. And my mom, my dad, and my aunts and uncles are all in the kitchen, this little old kitchen in Memphis. And I'll never forget my uncle's videoing. You know, back then you had the camera.
Oh, yeah, he's holding that video camera.
No, it was like the camera.
Had to change it over his shoulders.
It was so heavy.
Come on,
so
he's Kevin. Holding
a little more elaborate than what we're working with now.
Yeah. Huge. And I got it on video and I found it. He says, what are you going to do, Lee? And I said, I'm going to go change the world and I'm going to make my first million by blah, blah. And I told it.
And you did it.
And I look back, I'd never thought about that video until
it.
Today.
No,
I go,
good.
Oh, bringing that video out, because so many of us sit there and we go, and you know, Mike, I'm like you, came from humble beginnings. My parents struggled every minute to do their own thing. Mom had a dad that was a farmer that killed mules for the zoo, Memphis Zoo, so it was embarrassing as a kid. But my mom was hard-headed as all get out, moved out at 16. You know, married my daddy, left him at the altar.
Oh.
He's a hard-headed man. And dad was a fighting pilot. He
That's what you have. That's what happens when you have
Davis.
A lead. It's how to have a lead.
Yeah, you got to have some Leahisms.
I just want to find a way to splice that video into this episode. So yeah, if we can get that, I'll make it happen.
But I will tell you, the funniest part of that is I saw my parents really be savers, and I saw them be givers, and I'll never forget a moment in my life when, as a kid, and you can remember those moments, you always go back, there was a moment in your life where something happened that affected you.
Absolutely.
I had to have been 11 or 12, but Mom and Dad, we weren't big going out to eat dinner. You know, dinners were expensive, or restaurants, and Mom and Dad took us out, and they said, we want to do something special. Didn't know Mom, Dad had made a little paycheck on a flying deal, you know, flew some boys out to New Orleans, brought them back, and it was some guys with Bud Davis, some of the guys with the Elvis group, the singers,
because
he was a cargo guy, and he took those guys, and we get back, and he said, we want to take y'all out. We had Chinese food. They bought us the poo-poo tray. You remember the poo-poo tray?
Yeah.
All the variety of all
the... Yeah, took the platter with everything. Love that.
Kevin's like, what is the poo-poo tray?
No, he knows. He's like, I love that.
And we were young. Me and my sister sat there, and Mom and Dad, we want to do something special. We want to take you shopping. They took us to Target, and I got the prettiest purple velour two-piece jumpsuit. Oh, I thought I was the hottest queen in town. My sister got pink, and then they go, guess what? We're going to take you to get ice cream. Who wants a sundae? I looked at them in the back of that old Pontiac, and I said, Mom, Dad, this is the best day of my life. And you think of that moment as a little kid, and my sister, we were like, what are they doing? They're spending money. Because they came from, tough beginnings.
You never know.
Sure.
And I'll never forget that. So I remember when I started out, I never wanted to be broke. So I would clean toilets. I started at 8 years old. Mom said, I said, I want to make money. I'm going to buy a house at 16. She goes, well, you need to make some money. I said, I'll go clean toilets. She said, go clean toilets, knock on all these doors. They'll all pay you. Sure enough, every one of them did. And I got $20, and I just work, and I had all this money, and then somebody came into a fabric store I was working in, and they wanted to make
money.
Something.
$20.
I was in for $20.
Figured out all this money.
Well, went from toilet cleaning to decided I need to upgrade.
Yeah.
Got a little part-time job at a fabric store. And what happened on that was the owners trusted me. They fell in love with the fact I could sell. They fell in love. And some people have that innate.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have to learn those skills.
Mm-hmm. To learn skills.
Today, I learned so much from watching you on stage.
Yeah.
And what do we have? Chaz Wilson. We have Jens
Chaz.
Johnson.
Rich.
Who else spoke today?
And another big day tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. We got Bruce Carter with, you got the award from the Obama administration.
Yeah. Got Edwin Brick coming back.
Edwin Brick.
Edwin Brick.
I
want
that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I love you, but I like Edwin.
What?
I got to hear my
well,
Edwin.
As long as you like, Edwin looks at him. Edwin goes,
oh, man.
I love you, but Edwin.
No
what?
Name.
Over there, he's like, what? I heard my name.
But I look back at all those memories. It puts something in your mind. I never, ever wanted to struggle. So I wanted my first house. So I got my first house at 18. I paid for my first car at 16. I mean, I was on a track. So was my parents responsible for that? No. It was innate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think parents put borders around kids with vision.
And put them in
and
these
it's
boxes,
a mission
yeah.
in my life to why put somebody through school? I'm dyslexic. Mm-hmm. I'm not that great at typing. I hate typing. But I love systems, but I desired them, but they were so expensive. Mm-hmm. And I think between what we're coming up with and some of the technology,
we're going to kill it.
And you're going to come back and go, where the heck is the edge? And I want to see this.
We're going to make the
difference. We're going to see the edge, Globe.
That's right. You said something just then that really stuck with me. You said some people just have it within them, right? There's three types of motivation. Fear motivation. You go to work, you get fired, lose your paycheck, right? That's fear.
That's scary.
And that works for a little bit, and it has its place sometimes. And then there's incentive motivation. That's when, you know, you got the carrot and the donkey. The donkey's chasing that carrot.
I do like carrots.
Yeah, I know. See? That's what
I'm
saying.
I like prizes.
And I like to win.
I like to win.
But what happens eventually, the donkey gets full. And you can only get so many things, you know, so many material things. That's why you have athletes, football programs, they don't five-peat and go see. They don't win all the time. They get tired. They just get tired. I've done it. What else is next? What's next? But then there's something you can't teach. It's innate. And I think that you can light that fire into people. And that's what I think you've done. I mean, that's what I think you do here. And you've done the last 3 years when you've drug me
graciously asked a favor.
That's what you do. You light a fire in people, and they don't even know they have it yet. And that's in a lot of us. That can be taught. You can bring those things out. And I think that's what you are serving and how you're doing it and the way you're doing it. Because Mr. Ziegler said it best, right? You help enough other people get what they want.
You get what you want.
That's what you've done. And I really want to appreciate you hanging out with me and letting me hang out with
man,
you.
Man, I'm so
and,
thankful.
And my whole
I'm
team,
blessed.
My Kevin, yes, my Monster Millennial, Edwin, Michelle. We got all these
love
great
Rebecca.
Players.
And you know, where's Edwin?
Yep.
He's hanging out over there. We need him.
Rebecca's here.
Rebecca's live. Hey, guys.
We've had such a great time, and I really appreciate you taking the time to come in and be in our little podcast.
Thank you.
Yep.
Lee.
Hey, go to
the big man.
There he is.
Tomorrow is his day. I cannot wait.
That's right. Go to Inside Edge, InsideEdgeInc.com. Go to Michael Ray Newman on Facebook. Go to Inside Edge on Facebook. Go to KEPX.
At KEPX Live. You can find us anywhere on social media.
We are launching our podcast. And it'll be, January, next Wednesday, what is it? What's next Wednesday?
16th?
January 16th.
I've been itching to get this thing launched too, man.
It's going to be on iTunes.
Oh, thank you.
It's going to be on Stitcher. Oh, and he used to be a DJ on KDL Eagle.
I know, he's so sexy.
He's good.
Nice. It's a good ego booster.
I know,
well. Thanks.
You don't have much to compare to today. I'm surprised I have a voice.
Shots fired.
But yours is
no,
great.
No, it sounds good. It makes it very unique. It's going to be great.
This is exciting. Yeah, you're doing our podcast.
Big old southern redneck voice that loves people. I don't know.
Yep. Watch us on our YouTube channel. Thank you so much. Tomorrow's going to be awesome. I'm so
love
glad we're partnering
guy.
Together.
Bye-bye. Thanks, guys.